Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hello from the studio in Nightjar, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. This was the 19th game of the season for the Mountaineers. They played the Central Florida Golden Knights, and West Virginia lost. Because the last game they won, and we're 19 games in, still haven't been able to win two in a row. This was a bad spot. Tried to warn you all in the last episode. UCF comes home after getting shellacked by Houston. West Virginia coming off of their best game of the season. And this group is not ready to build on a performance. They came out, I wouldn't say not aggressive, but they got pushed around tonight. Did the refs help that cause? One could say yes. Don't talk about the refs a ton. But UCF, you know, playing Houston and then playing anybody else, it is freeing. I mean, UCF didn't do anything remarkable offensively, but they were able to get back to, and they did good defensively against Houston, but they barely broke 40. So they were able to keep WVU in check. Lots of blocks, lots of getting their hand on the ball, live ball turnovers. They scored 72 tonight, the Golden Knights did, and that was plenty. West Virginia got the 59. And listen, the game of basketball, you have good games, you have average games, and you have off nights. And it's not a contest. And I don't know how to prove this, but the 2023-2024 West Virginia University men's basketball roster, man, can they have some off nights. I would compare individual off nights for this team compared to any other team and see who can have a worse off night. I would argue for this season, West Virginia's got to be up there. Again, can't prove it. This is the 19th game of the season. West Virginia has now had 5 games out of 19. So simple math, a little over 20% of their games where at least one starter has failed to score. And tonight marked the third game of the season where two starters didn't score. And we all know how we got here. And we all know what the circumstances are. If somebody came up to you and said, hey, tell me if this team's good or bad, 25% of their games, they have at least one starter not score. Just saying that, what would you say? Would you say that's a good team or not a good team? And that's not fair to West Virginia because it doesn't give the context of how he got there. I'm just trying to lay out the how the most off nights of off nights this team is capable of. And I'm going to go through alphabetically. And this isn't every off night. This is just a sampling of off nights for each of the guys that are currently in the rotation. Akuka Cook in the Oklahoma game, 10 minutes, 0 points, 3 rebounds. Raekwon Battle had a rough night tonight, 19 minutes, 5 points, 2 rebounds, knocked a cheerleader's pom-pom out of their hand, double technical, ejected. He didn't get ejected because he put the pom-pom on the floor. He was frustrated because he got shouldered and knocked over, was getting pushed around, did not handle it well, and wasn't available to play anymore because of, you know, the whole double technical thing. So off night for Raekwon Battle. Jesse Edwards. Remember back when Jesse Edwards was playing basketball for the Mountaineers? Springfield, Massachusetts against UMass. 16 minutes, 2 points, 3 rebounds, fractured wrist. Get well soon, Jesse. We might see him on Saturday. Noah Farrakhan. It was tough to find an off night, truthfully, statistically, for Noah Farrakhan. But against Kansas State, 2 of 9 shooting, 11 points, no assists, 2 turnovers. Josiah Harris, Radford game, 17 minutes, 0 points, 3 rebounds. Kobe Johnson, UMass game, 16 minutes, no points, 1 rebound, 2 assists. Kirk Creasa, Radford game, 37 minutes, 3 points, 6 assists, 4 turnovers. Quinn Slezinski, that Radford game, of all the games, and now the Radford game, a lot of guys introduced into the fold. I think that was Raekwon's first game. Quinn Slezinski, 25 minutes, 4 points on 2 of 10 shooting, 7 rebounds. Pat Sumnick, who's put a great few games together, tonight, not so much. Same thing as far as a height disadvantage with the 7-footer with Central Florida. It just didn't go as well. 0 points, 0 of 7 shooting, missed both of his free throws, 4 rebounds, 3 turnovers, fouled out. So Pat Sumnick, again, before this game, he's strung together a remarkable few games within Big 12 play. He's due to have an off night. His off night is 0 of 7, get to the free throw line, miss both of them, foul out. I mean, can he have an off night where it's like 4 points, 6 rebounds, you know? Just something less harsh than 0 for 7. Seth Wilson, St. John's game, 28 minutes, 2 points on 0 for 11 shooting, shot 11 times, made 0, 4 rebounds, 2 turnovers. So you just go down the list, and these aren't off nights of like on the low end. It's super low. It hasn't even been really a roller coaster season. I mean, the first height was the Kansas win, I would argue, but the lows, I mean, just pick one. In a vacuum, losing to UCF in Orlando is not out of this world. Crazy. It's not. It's tough to win road games in the Big 12. The good news on this one is you didn't change time zones. So that's nice. I think they come back to Morgantown before they head off to Stillwater on Friday. That's my assumption. So they'll get back way earlier than coming from Lubbock or whatever. So that's a positive. But we're 19 games in. We're on the back part of the schedule here. And West Virginia's still looking for 2 wins in a row. still looking for their first road win. And I'm just looking for guys to have, like, not the most off of off nights. And they're just putting some spectacular individual off nights together. It's really amazing.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Random thoughts for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. We've got to break down this Big 12 men's basketball commercial. Is it driving you crazy? I think the frequency is still there for the Big 12 games that are on ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU. You're still getting the horns, and it's fun. The Big 12 Conference men's basketball, they like to have a good time, but it's driving me crazy, and I'll tell you why. I had to do really a breakdown, frame by frame, try to figure this out, figure out why it's bugging me, and so let's. Let's get into it. They start with a quick shot of one player from each Big 12 school. I'm assuming they got this for Media Day. And WVU, alphabetically, they're last. So they're last in that montage. Very familiar with that. Last name, Witt. Attendance, you're just waiting for the end. Typically, you know, there'd be some youngs every once in a while. There'd be some, maybe a Z last name every once in a while. The youngs were typically behind the Wits. Any youngs, right? So West Virginia last in that montage. Quick pick of Jesse Edwards. Obviously, that's bugging me because he's injured and he's not playing. Okay. So from that montage, you get into live action shots of Big 12 players and Big 12 teams doing fun stuff, doing things you'd like to see on a basketball court. And the first thing you see is a TCU highlight. And the TCU guy, the first thing in the montage is the TCU player dunking on a West Virginia player who's not with West Virginia anymore. And I don't want to guess who the TCU guy is. I know that that's James Okonkwo that's getting dunked on. But that's the first thing after the obligatory, here's somebody from each school, is a Mountaineer getting dunked on. And that Mountaineer isn't a Mountaineer. He's a Tar Heel that isn't playing. All right? So early on in the commercial, we've got two shots of a WVU player, quick shot of an injured guy, and then a highlight of a Mountaineer who's not a Mountaineer getting dunked on. Okay? And then in order, Jayhawk dunk, BYU alley-oop dunk, Baylor dunk, Houston dunk. So we got our dunks out of the way. Now we got to do stuff that's not dunks. So Texas Tech crossover, Iowa State no-look pass, back to a dunk for Cincinnati, Kansas State block, and another Iowa State highlight. It's a jump shot. So that's the first repeat highlight. And at this part of the commercial, I'll remind you, the only highlight for WVU is not something that they did good. It's where our guy got dunked on. So then we get back to like the individual. It's not on the basketball court. Individual shots of guys doing hand gestures. Hey, I got ice in my veins. Hey, I'm wiping my nose. So we got an Iowa State guy, Kansas State guy, Oklahoma guy. Then we got a Baylor guy squeezing the basketball and screaming. And then we got a Golden Knight from UCF. He's screaming. Then we get back to game action. We got a Texas Tech guy celebrating. We've got a crowd shot of BYU. We get a crowd shot of Kansas. Then we get a Texas dunk. And then back to guys celebrating. Oklahoma State guy celebrating. Kansas guy celebrating. Houston guy celebrating. BYU guy celebrating, Cincinnati guy celebrating, and then the end, to kind of bookend it, they show a guy from every school, but this is like a flip book. Like, it's super fast, and if you blink, like, I hate to admit this, but in my research, I'm trying to pause it to figure out what West Virginia guy they got at the end. And it took me quite a few times to get that. I don't want to say how many times. I've already said too much. But it's a quick shot of Kirk Creasa from Media Day. So, and then that's the end of the commercial. So did you hear a lot of West Virginia besides the part I keep reminding you about? So that's the commercial. It plays in perpetuity on ESPN Plus. Again, mileage may vary for people who may run across it that's not paying the ESPN Plus subscription and having to hit the button to watch WVU basketball. So we'll go in order, representation from the most to the least by school, okay? So we have a tie for first with three appearances, and I'm not counting the obligatory beginning shot and the obligatory flip book ending. So we're looking at the meat of the sandwich here, okay? Three teams, three schools have three appearances in the middle. BYU, and I get it, first year, BYU in the conference, they get a dunk, they get a guy celebrating, and they get a crowd shot. The crowd shot in the first year in the Big 12. You know, I'm surprised they didn't do Oklahoma crowd shot. Right, gang? I could have swore that I would see the Noble Center rocking in the Big 12 commercial. Anyway, BYU, Iowa State has three appearances with the no-look pass, the jump shot, and the nose wipe. So that's pretty cool. No dunks for Iowa State. Very fundamental basketball represented in the Big 12 commercial. And of course, a nose wipe. And then the Kansas Jayhawks. And they win the conference what seems like every year, win the Big 12 tournament what seems like every year. Of course, they're going to be at the top. They deserve that. They have a block. They have a celebration. And they have a crowd shot. So all that makes sense. I can get there with BYU, new member of the conference, Iowa State, I can get there. So that's no harm done there. Two appearances. There's five schools that have two appearances in this commercial. Baylor Bears, they have the dunk and screaming while holding the ball. Totally makes sense. Cincinnati, new to the conference, dunk and celebration. Houston, new to the conference, very good at basketball. They get two, dunk and celebration. Kansas State, no dunks, but they have a block and an arm vein point. You know, he's got ice in his veins. And then Texas Tech with the crossover dribble and a celebration. So that all makes sense. We've accounted for three of the four new schools. And now we get to the list of one appearance. Now, some of these totally make sense that they have one appearance. There's two schools in the one appearance group that aren't, this is their last year in the Big 12. So I'd be shocked if the schools that are leaving are going to have more than one appearance in the meat of this sandwich. So Oklahoma State, they get an obligatory vein point, ice in the veins. And then Texas, they get a dunk. Goodbye. Best of luck in the Southeastern Conference. Then you've got the new school, UCF, not known for basketball. So they don't get an on-the-court highlight. It's just a guy holding the ball and screaming. But that makes sense. UCF, you get some reps at being good at basketball. Maybe you get two or three. Now we're getting in. And then Oklahoma State, they're not having a good year. Coach maybe on the hot seat. They get one appearance. It's a celebration on the court. Now we get into the beefs. And really, the beefs are, I would say, one school has a bigger beef than the other. The other school is TCU. They have one appearance, and it's the first in the montage of them getting a dunk. And then that leaves West Virginia, which you could argue they have zero appearances in the meat of the sandwich. This is a school that's been in the conference over a decade now. Is that right? Yeah, it's over a decade. And they've been to the Big 12 conference tournament final. They've gotten as close as second place in the conference. Pretty good history within Big 12 basketball. This is not the best season. Some things happen in the offseason. I don't know how much that had an effect on how they were represented in this montage, in this commercial. And there may be more appearances for these other schools in a negative fashion. Like some of these dunks may be happening over fellow Big 12 schools. I'm not counting those because I don't think the emphasis there is on the guy that's getting dunked on or the guy that's getting crossed over or whatever, right? So let's just say zero appearances that are positive for the old gold and blue. And if you want to be generous and give him one appearance, you're going to give him the first spot in the montage where a former Mountaineer is getting posterized. And I'm not making that up. That's all factual. Don't have to go over it with anybody at the Big 12 office. It's just what they went with. I'm sure there was no aspersions casted, no ill will towards the Mountain State, right? No agenda. It's just what they came up with for this season. And I think it's bothering me because of how I've just laid that out, and I'm reminded of it every commercial break, at least once, and on ESPN Plus, maybe two or three times, and at halftime, 7 to 12 times. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. There's another podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella, West by Pod, WVU football focused. Joel, Jordan, breaking down the pigskin, the gridiron. They bring Jake Lance on to do the season in review, all the highlights of the 9-win Mayo Bowl West Virginia University Mountaineer football team. Check that out wherever you listen to podcasts. Go to smokingmusket.com, read the stuff, go to the Discord, talk with WVU fans about WVU sports and other things. Do all the stuff. SmokingMusket.com. The next game for WVU is another road game, Saturday, 2 p.m., ESPN+. West Virginia goes back to Oklahoma. Seems like they were just there. This time they go to Stillwater to play the Oklahoma State Cowboys. This is not a battle for last place. Regardless of the outcome, Oklahoma State's going to claim last place because they lost again tonight. West Virginia's 2-4 in the Big 12. Oklahoma State has started 0-6. So not great. This one's streamed, and it should be. This is the Cowboys have lost their last two by a combined 9 points. They took Baylor to overtime, and then they've had some bad losses. But they haven't all been bad. Three close ones, and this crew, don't know a lot of them. I know Bryce Thompson, don't know a lot of the other guys. They lost. I was watching them play TCU tonight. Avery Anderson, who has been very good against West Virginia, playing for TCU instead of Oklahoma State. That was weird, probably. Oklahoma State, they live on three-pointers. They also give up a lot of three-pointers. They don't offensive rebound well, but they're great at defensive rebounding and keeping you from offensive rebounding. And there's a good chance that Jesse Edwards will make his return. He was in break glass for emergency status for tonight's game. An emergency was not, did not happen, so Edwards did not play. I'd start being concerned if Edwards was not ready. This is a 4 to 6 week recovery. This weekend will be in the fifth week. So, I don't know. I'd be concerned if he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't start, but if he doesn't get any action, still TBD, I'd be concerned. If you're still a glass half full person, if you're listening to this and you're like, hey, they just got to put some games together, this team hasn't had everybody available at one time. Not once. This will be the 20th game, and if Edwards plays, Josh Eilert will have his full roster for the first time. Better late than never. This is not a lost cause season. If you're in that boat, then this is the chance for a road win. It isn't going to get any better. They may. I think West Virginia is going to be a slight underdog, but that's as good as it's going to look for a while. As far as the betting line, this is the closest West Virginia is going to be to a favorite. Maybe if UCF has a few losses and they come back to Morgantown, maybe that's close, but that's it. So this is their chance. Would have liked Oklahoma State to get their first Big 12 win and then maybe have a letdown when West Virginia comes to town. West Virginia has done okay in Stillwater historically. Who knows? But we'll find out together on Saturday. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms, or just pick one. Apple Podcasts. Do not choose Google Podcasts. I don't think that exists anymore. Amazon Podcasts. Overcast Podcasts. Pocket Cast Podcasts. YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. This has been Unreasonable Doubt. WVU, for the 2023-2024 season, they have 7 wins and they have 12 losses.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.